Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How
are you this morning? God bless you. I tell you, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Today, because I had some issues yesterday, but we just grateful to the Lord for
how He is directing us and not letting us give up on this. And I thank everyone
who was so patient with me on yesterday and tuning in this morning. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I never got a little book today. So we're going to have to say this is really good test.
We're going to go through it as we do the regular show. I really thank you for being a part. I thank you for taking out your very, very, very special time. Even though so many of us are locked in, it's still special. There are so many other things you could be doing. And I know that there is a need for prayer, a need to hear the word of God, a need to be encouraged, a need to be empowered. And we can do that for each other. And
I'm trying
to work it out so we can have our round table discussions on Friday. Because each one of us has a story that we can tell and we can share with each other and to empower. And that gives us something to look forward to, that when you begin to help, it's a healing there. That's the healing process when we step out of ourselves and begin to think of others. We are indeed our brother's keeper. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a remnant ministry's daughters of God called to pray. Hallelujah. Bless. God is good. I tell you, when I think of this show, I know that God is in control. That God is real. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hey, He orchestrates. Oh, He's the maestro. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Of our lives. Oh, if we could just learn to rest, if He could just ask Him to diffuse and destroy and shatter everything that would cause us not to understand who He is to us and who we are to Him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Knowing that we are loved by the Almighty God, that He cares, and the love that He has. We said, I got joy, I got joy. But so many times we don't understand what we say. We have not experienced the joy of the Lord. Because that, when we have that joy, we can do exploits. Say the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, my God. A little taste of it. Hallelujah. So we're asking God to tear down every stronghold and allow us to experience according to His will and according to His way, His love, His joy, His peace, glory. Hallelujah. And His faithfulness to us. So many distractions come where we miss it, and it's there to just cause us to turn our head, so we miss and we doubt our God. We doubt the love that He has for us. That's what happens. Distractions come and causes us to doubt the love that our God has for us. So we ask God to remove every distraction, every hindrance, spirit, every demonic force that will surround us and interfere, oh my God, in our lives. Words spoken over us, over our children, grandchildren. Negative words, intended and non-intended, be diffused, be destroyed, abolished, non-effect. In Yeshua's mighty name, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Those that we need to apologize to, we ask God to give us the words and the right time that we may lovingly ask for forgiveness. Whether we were right or whether we were wrong, ask. And with the power of God and the love of God, that it'll make a difference. Because that person can't take it to the grave. No. No. We don't want to be responsible for anyone taking hatred for us, whether they're right or whether they're wrong, to the grave. And we certainly don't want to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time to get it right. Hallelujah. We don't want to be right in our own eyes. Woo, glory. We want to be right in the eyes of God. I don't want my brother to say, oh, yeah, I know my sister say, oh, or husband say, I know my wife say. You know, people are so fickle anyway. The day you say it, and you can just look at them funny, and then they go say you're not safe. That's not stable ground. That's not stable ground. And that's not what we want to be standing on. Woo, glory. We want to stand on the solid rock. Bless his name. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. We can stand on that. Hallelujah. And while we're hoping in God for this cease the virus, but one thing we can be doing is strengthening, asking God to help us to strengthen our walk with him, refreshing us, renewing us, that we can walk and we will walk stronger in him, that we our light will get brighter in this earth to give light to the darkness. That we are reflectors of heaven. Where God promised, he said, the Lord, Jesus said, Yeshua said, the Lord knows that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom and all its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We don't want the things. We don't want the things without him. Glory. Oh, glory. We are spirit beings housed in a body. Ha-ha. We're a spirit being housed in a body. A spirit man. A spirit man. The real me. The real me. Hallelujah. So we want to spend a little more time with the Lord, strengthening our relationship with him and with others. He said, how can you say you love me whom you've never seen and hate the one that your brother that you see every day? And I know they can do some crazy stuff. Some crazy stuff. That coworker can be jacked up. Lord have mercy. All kinds of plotting and a scheming and a scheming and a plot. So unnecessary. People, let's just call it the way it is. People in the ministry. Plotting and a scheming. It came to me not too long ago. Went to visit a young lady. And she was talking and she said to her congregation, well, we can't talk about this now because, you know, people will try to cause you problems with your progress. And I realized people will take a project that you have and say that the Lord gave it to them and they'll work it. I know we're just talking. It's hard, but it's true. Take and cause people not to get loans or just all kind of crazy stuff. We each have a job to do. We were sent here to accomplish a task. We are all in the kingdom. We're doing kingdom work. Don't let jealousy, which is not of God, envy, which is not of God, cause you to mess up what you're supposed to be doing. You're so busy diffusing another person's project. This is kingdom work. Your work is just as important as theirs. Your voice is just as important as theirs. And we should encourage each other to allow their voices to be heard, their work to be shown in the kingdom. Jesus said, how will they know that you are my disciples? By the love you show to each other. Be a helper. God knows what he has called you to do. And he give you everything you need to accomplish it. But yeah, be encouraged to do what God has called you to do. Be encouraged. Do it. And you know, yes, there will be obstacles and crazy stuff will happen. But you just dust yourself off and you keep on going. You have work to do. You hear and listen to those who are encouraging you to do what God has called you to do. Not do what I'm doing. Not stopping your work to care my work so I can look good. No, that's pride. But open our eyes and see that we have kingdom work. And some people may be in the same spot for years. Years. But they still have, their determination is to hold on. And then we'll see the fruit of our holding on. Pray for each other. Pass the hammer, pass the nail, so they can get their work done. Somebody will come along and help you hold up that beam. So the workers come. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
Wait.
I say on the Lord. Psalms 130 said at the fifth verse, I waited for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in the Lord do I hope. While you're waiting, you're hoping in the Lord. With patience
in the Lord.
With his word and in his promise that you're doing what he has called you to do, and that he'll meet your every need. but you might just need somebody to see what it's like to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And sometimes he's let us go through the rough places, the deserts. He speaks to you in the desert, you know. He does. He speaks to you in the dry place. He does. Hallelujah. The barren place. He speaks to Babasikor. Hallelujah. Is your faith in him good while you have your Mercedes, your Lamborghini, your Rolls Royce? When you don't have it, will you turn your back on your God? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He's good. Let's not get wrapped up in things, but in the Word of God. Habasukul, Almighty God. It's a cheap replacement. Hallelujah. We all want to have peace. And we thank him for peace. And the prayer that he told Aaron to pray over his people. Pray shalom. We call it peace. It's wholeness, completeness, soundness. Nothing missing and nothing broken. That's what he wants for you. He wants you to be happy. Yes, he does. He wants you to laugh because he's your king. Woo! What a mighty good king he is. And we know that sickness and death all over the world, all over the land, Almighty God, people are confused and hurting, Almighty God. We don't understand. We got a lot of opinions going on. And we got a lot of thoughts going on. But you know what's going on, Almighty God. You know why it's going on. But then when we see things in the natural, we need to check out the spiritual. Almighty God. Almighty God. Oh God. When we see it from the spiritual perspective, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Father, this morning in the name of Yeshua, we thank you. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We bow our heads and knees before you, giving you glory and bless your name. Holy Father, woo, glory be to your name. Father, you are majesty on high. There's none like you and there's none who can compare. You are the great creator. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. You are the giver and the receiver of life. Nothing is too hard for you. You're the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Oh, before the day dawned, God, you set time for the dawning of the first day. You set the position.
Hallelujah.
In the heavens. Almighty God. Oh God, you called us. Hallelujah. To be your children. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for you, our resting place, our hiding place, our shield of defense.
Oh,
great God Almighty. There's nothing too hard for you, not impossible for you. Great and awesome. What's hard is nothing to you, God. our faith look up to our Father this morning. We're calling on our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, Father. Oh God, forgive us for every word, thought, and deed that we have sinned against thee and thee only, Almighty God. Cleanse us in the blood, with the blood of Yeshua, Almighty God. Help us, cleanse us. Oh God, we're your children and the sheep of your pastor. Oh God, we thank you. We glorify you. Let your glory be revealed, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Oh, let your fire burn, Almighty God. Ram kabasiku, shambali di di yense. Oh God, let it burn. Thank you for giving us hope, Almighty God. Thank you for the measure of faith that you've given us. You've given each one of us a measure of faith. On the strength of our confidence in you, Almighty God. Oh God, we thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Oh God, we glorify you. We magnify you, Father. Thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to be able to come to you and tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we hunger to be just like you in the earth. The scripture says to be imitators of you. Oh, we're reflecting our Father. Oh, in the earth. Oh God, oh God, as you are maturing us in you according to your will and according to your way, maturing in your eyes, Almighty God, and not ours. Oh God, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Oh God, we thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Thank you for your anointing power, Almighty God. Thank you for your Holy Ghost flowing in us, your Holy Spirit flowing in us and through us. Almighty God, and being with us. Thank you for perfecting the things that concern us. Almighty God, you know the decisions that some of us have to make. We ask God that you be with us and let every decision be filtered through your will. Almighty God, we ask that you even speak for us. Almighty God, our judge. Oh God, we glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you. You told us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. We thank you for your direction, Father. Oh, glory be to your name. We thank you for direction, Almighty God. Oh God, we glorify you, magnify you, great God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you now. We thank you. Oh God, comfort your people. Almighty God, so many hearts are broken. Oh, it's too much for so many. Oh, God, but you can step in, and we ask you to step in the situation, Almighty God. Oh, comfort, Almighty God. Comfort the mother's broken heart. Comfort the children's broken heart. Oh, remove the hardships Almighty God. Remove it, God. I thank you for making the crooked way straight, God, for them. Thank you. Thank you for meeting every need. Thank you. Oh, God, lift the weight of the burden. Lift the weight of the problem. Lift the weight up, Almighty God. Let your shalom flow, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Rabbi Sequa. Oh, God, rescue. Hallelujah. Bless your name. They say you can only pray. Oh, Father, we thank you. And we don't say we can only pray. When you have given us an audience, and we have an audience with the Godhead Council, God Almighty, Rabbi Sikor, Father, we thank you. We thank you that we have your ear. Father, hallelujah. Oh, Father, our Father, thank you. Oh, Father, Father, glory be to your name. Father, Father, our help in times of trouble. Father, our Father, our covenant God. Father, Father, oh, Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, Father, no other help we know. Oh, Father, we bow down before you. Hallelujah. And say, Father, help us. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift our hands to heaven and we bless your name, Rabbi Sikor, Father, our Father. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Blessings and honor, glory and power, they all belong to thee. Father, Father, our Father, glory. You make the crooked way straight, water in the dry places. Father, you are the great physician, and you are the God that heal your people. And we thank you for your healing right now. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. You're loyal in the courtroom. Almighty God, you're the judge. Hallelujah. The righteous judge. And we thank you now. Oh, God, you are the God that provides. And you're more than enough. You're the breasty one. Hallelujah. Rema Sokor. Thank you now. Hallelujah. Our deliverer, our savior, our redeemer, our bridge over troubled water. Rabbi Sakwa, hallelujah, glory, bless your name, hallelujah, glory, 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 is the Lord God Almighty, Rabbi Sakwa, set free God, physically and spiritually, right now, Rebo Sakar, all souls are yours. You are the giver and the receiver of life. You are the creator of man, and they all made in your image and your likeness. Oh, God, set free. Almighty God, diffuse and confuse. Hallelujah. Bless your name, wonderful Savior, Almighty God, rebuke the spirit of drugs, Almighty God, coming to destroy. Almighty God, hallelujah. Our youth, cover them. Almighty God, right now, put a covering over them. Our youth and young adults, put a covering over them. Breathe, set them free in you. Oh God, hallelujah. Rabbi, send help from the sanctuary. Remove the pain, the anger, the confusion. Oh, it's a distraction and a deterrent. Almighty God, oh, send help from the sanctuary. Surround every one of them on this earth, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Rabbi Seko, Shamba Kodanidia, and no backlash, whiplash, retribution, in the name of Yeshua, Rabbi Seko, Shamba Kodanidia. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen those in the system of men. Rabbi Sakor, strengthen them according to your will and according to your way. Almighty God, let their purpose and their genuine purpose be fulfilled in the earth for the good of mankind. Almighty God, let them know that they're being placed and they have been placed for your purpose. Hallelujah. And your will, oh, thine will be done in the systems of men. Almighty God, Almighty God, and in the laboratories, release Almighty God from the stone of your knowledge. Hallelujah. Release Almighty God the antidote for the situation in your time. Almighty God, Almighty God, oh God, give us all understanding as what we can do for ourselves. Almighty God, hallelujah, bless your name, hallelujah. Until this Passover, Almighty God, save everyone that's sick. Save, Almighty God, everyone. Oh, let them look to you and call on your name, Apostle, for salvation. Almighty God, Remasuko, hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh God, walk tall in this nation and all nations of the world. Show yourself strong and mighty. Almighty God, bless your name. Hallelujah. Those, God, who are facing financial difficulties. Almighty God, hallelujah. We thank you for stepping into their situation. Almighty God, let them find favor wherever their name is. Oh God, let them meet at an open door. Oh God, oh God, that releases their finances. Almighty God, the mother with tears in her eyes don't know what to do. Almighty God, oh God, oh God, help her right now. Bring joy. Fill that home with the needs and the necessities of life. Almighty God, Almighty God, those children will see their mother and honor them for the rest of their lives. Almighty God, Almighty God, oh Lord God, negative decisions, oh God, diffuse them and step in. Oh God, touch our hearts. open our eyes that we may see the need of our brothers and sisters. Give us direction. Show us, God, Almighty God, those that you have been so good to. Open our eyes. Let us see the need and let us meet the needs according to our supply, our overflow. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your shalom. Thank you for your confidence. Oh, thank you for the faith and our hope and our trust. It's in you, Lord God. Thank you for how you woke us up this morning. Thank you for how you filled us with your joy and your peace. Thank you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, remember every preacher, every teacher of the gospel. Reassure, empower. Ooh, let us never forget that you called us. You ordained us, Almighty God, and we have to answer to you. Give us clarity, Holy Ghost, clear understanding of the Word of God. Give us the power to live it out and to preach it and to teach it. Almighty God. Oh God, let us not fail in our duty. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let the prophet not be for profit. Prophesy according to what you have spoken, Almighty God. Let the watchmen with you open their eyes to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the apostle, Almighty God, give understanding, guidance, and direction according to your will and according to your way. Hallelujah. Then rags or riches, it means nothing. It's not as important as doing your will. Hallelujah. Those that you have called, let your power be revealed, not for selfishness, but for your purpose. Let the preacher preach. Open, God, the spiritual head. And let the fire of God come down. Oh, that it stirs the people. Ooh, and speak to the whole individual. Give clarity and understanding. Oh, God, let the teacher teach with clarity. Oh, what an amazing, awesome power. And be heard and understood. Let the evangelist go forth. Hallelujah. Stirring up. Hallelujah. And encouraging maturity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, as one discerning the time, hallelujah, in haste, oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember every pastor who's on this sick bed, every pastor that's suffering but yet going through. Strengthen them even the more for the journey. Almighty God, those that have issues and need clarification, help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Knowing your word and your will and your way is more important, Almighty God. For we are your servants, your servants. Spending time with you is so important. Give a hunger and a thirst for you, your presence, your holiness, righteousness, Almighty God. Thank you now. Remember our brothers and sisters, our siblings. Save God. Save, Lord God. Save. Bring to repentance those who are far off. Remember our cousins, our family members. Hallelujah. Oh God, your will must be done. And we thank you. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning again. We'd like to say thank you. We ask that you open wide our eyes and unplug our ears that we may do and be pleasing in your sight today. Hallelujah. Pleasing to you. Thank you for the strength and the determination. Not going ahead of you. Not walking too slow. But walking with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understanding your move in our life. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Adjust our schedule, Almighty God. We don't become overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Even being at home, we can still become overwhelmed. Let us not be overwhelmed. Allow peace to reside in our home. Hallelujah. And let us take the time to spend with you. Let our home be a sanctuary. Let us be a sanctuary for you, in Jesus' name. Thank you for granting traveling mercy. Those that are having surgery, Almighty God, guide the hands of the physician. Almighty God, our hearts are weak while we're young men. Oh God, help. Let lawlessness not reign. They're so determined and they're strong. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. Save them, Lord. Save them. Let your will be done. Stay the hand of the enemy, Almighty God. We've endured a lot as a people. But let us not wallow in it. Give us clarity and understanding. And open the doors that were closed to us. And may we have the wisdom and the knowledge to walk in and maintain our integrity. Hallelujah. Bless your name. And our purpose on this earth. Let us fulfill. May our young people see you, know you, hallelujah, honor you, hallelujah, and do what you call them to do. Bless your name. Thank you. And we as older ones not be a hindering block, not stumbling block. Almighty God, you speak to us and lead us and guide us. Or speak to us, we will be a hindrance. Hallelujah. But we'll be the light that you've ordained for us to be. We'll be the torchbearer. The torchbearer. The bearer of the light. And the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. And they that follow will have something and a demonstration to follow. In Yeshua's name, oh, bless your name. We ask that you remember Israel and his holy city, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We wait on you, Lord God. And we thank you. Prosperity in the gates of your city. Hallelujah. Thank you now for hearing our prayer. In Yeshua's name. Amen. Bless the Lord. God is so good. I just love the Lord. I just love the Lord. I just love the Lord. As I said on yesterday, I got into Judges, and there were the phrase, and they did what was right in their own eyes. But as I think I stated yesterday, I saw that in some ancient books, they did what was right in their own eyes during Noah times. That's how they got in trouble. They forgot about God, and they started doing what was right in their own eyes through the process of time. After Joshua died, they started doing what was right in their own eyes. They forgot what Moses told them to teach each generation so that they would not sin against God. But we do what's right in our own eyes. But what we're saying is it feels good, so it must be right. I don't think the cross felt that good to Jesus. What you say? I don't think it felt good to Peter. I don't think those animals tearing up on them felt that good. What you think? Yeshua said, for this purpose I came to the earth. To do the will of his Father. So we need to know that God is our strength, and we don't take suffering lightly and think that, oh, that's what we're all about. No, if that this is on your journey, if this is a part of your journey, a part of mine, whatever is right, whatever God has allowed to be on your road, on my road. One thing we know, that he is with us and he's given us the strength to accomplish it. But I'm sensing this, is that God gave us power and authority. Yeshua said, greater works than these you'll do. So some things I'm sensing happen. God is with us, but he wants us to say something. He wants us to do some things. when we are right in his eyes. We can walk in our authority. It's pure and holy then, when we're walking according to God's will, what's right in God's eye. He gives us a power and authority. I know some of us are immature. We all have been, and all of us are immature in some areas. So I'm not knocking anybody's maturity, but I'm just saying. We were in a place and we thought that you were desperate for things to happen. Some were just livelihood needs would do this, figured it's a formula. If I do it this way, if I do it that way, I'll get this. That's the objective. That is not our objective. Our objective is to know how to live on earth as citizens of heaven, as the children of God. Let me spend a moment. Can you just imagine what it was like for Adam and Eve and the animals? Who could commune with Adam and Eve? But to think that their creator, their heavenly father, oh my God, to come and fellowship and commune and visit with them on the earth. God made, some family members are so wealthy they can build castles and huge homes. But God made the earth for his children. Oh my God. God made the earth for his. No sickness, no disease. Oh, my God. Beautiful. And he would come and visit. Royal priest. There was no need for priests. It was just his son and his daughter. Glory. There was no sin. And this beautiful, beautiful earth. Everything at their command. And they were to guard it and protect it. And it ended up that heaven had to guard it, the garden, for man. I can't imagine what Adam felt when he could no longer be in his perfect place and commune with his father. Can't imagine. Oh, God. But in the cool of the day, they would have a visit. That God would come and spend time with them. It's awesome. Just close your eyes and just think on the goodness of Yeshua, Jesus, and all he's done for you. And he said, just ask. Hallelujah. Just close out the world and know that your Redeemer lives. And he knows that you have need of these things. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Trust in Him. And wait on Him. And be of good courage. Yeah. Trust. And wait on Him. Trust. And wait on Him. Not speaking as a person who has not experienced heartbreaking and heart-wrenching events in their life, because God knows I have. And I know hurry. I know pain. And I don't take anything that you may be going through for granted. And if you're so happy and you got joy unspeakable, we just thank the Lord for you. You have everything that you want. But those who are going through, if we choose to be happy, if we choose to allow our faith to look up to God and receive His joy for us, knowing that He has the situation already conquered, that everything is done, we rest in God and we can lift our hands to heaven and we bless His name, because we're resting in the knowledge that He's in control. So we have genuine hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great expectation. Hallelujah. And He won't let us down. A lot of times now, He gets situations, answers, and they're not what we want. But we ask Him for the strength. And we lift our hands to heaven. Say, I know You got it. Hold on. Hold on. With some joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something waiting just for you. But in the meantime, hold on and give Him glory. Hallelujah. A shout. Hey, a shout. A shout to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Heaven will fight for you. Heaven will defend you. Psalms 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Our closing scripture, number 6. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Bless His mighty name. Jude 1. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Our hope, our great expectation is in the mighty God. Hallelujah. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in confidence, knowing God got it. He loves you. Until we meet again, bless. Thank you. Yeah.